Welcome back to Bridge CRE, episode number 24. My name is Brandon Jenkins with Air System Service and Construction, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Candace.
Hello, everyone. It's Candace Moore with JB Bostick Asphalt Paving Contractors. We are so excited to be back.
How are you? I missed you.
I'm sorry I couldn't make the last one.
It was different. It was a little different.
I had some family stuff going on, so I apologize. But
hopefully,
here I am.
Hopefully everything's good. I just knocked on wood.
Hey,
hopefully
thanks.
Everything's
yeah
on the up and up.
New journey.
Yep. Okay. Well, welcome back.
Thanks. Let's kind of go over some of the events and associations that we've had going on this
recently, whole past month. Well, you do a lot more than I do.
There's a lot of them out there. But let's do a little recap.
Yeah.
So BOMA had their Disney Golf, which was so fun.
Yeah.
I loved that.
It was fantastic. You were amazing.
Hey, thanks.
There was a group of that just like balled out.
You know, we just had to
balled
like,
out. You had a
we didn't do something
had a carriage.
Last year. Yeah.
It's almost like you went
down to LA,
Candace. Beat up Cinderella, took her dress, came back and brought it here.
Just gotta go big. Then you
it
go
was fantastic.
Home.
It looked like the real thing. Yeah. It really did.
Okay.
Amazing.
Appreciate it.
There's a lot
so
of other
good job,
too.
BOMA. Everybody did a great job on holes, and
it was fantastic.
Even the golfers all got into it. The theme was.
It was a beautiful day. It was,
a
great theme. I think everybody had a good time. There was tons of participation.
Yeah.
I know there's actually some people outside of our, not really outside the commercial real estate, but there's some construction folks that attended.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah. So that's
some city
a good thing.
People came.
Yeah.
Yeah, the golfers were
That's right.
Were cool.
I agree.
Irem also had their golf tournament. It was Halloween themed, so that was a cool one.
They didn't go to that. How was that?
It was really good. Yeah, it was a fun Friday. We'll say that.
Yeah,
Halloween themed on a Friday, people got a little loose.
And why not?
I mean, they had a blast.
Industry's crazy.
Yeah,
been through a lot this past year. Might as well just.
I would agree.
Yeah. Safely. Safely. Hopefully everybody got home safe.
They did.
Uber.
Uber, you can sponsor.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? That'd be amazing.
I'm pretty sure that was the big two that I remember.
Okay.
I mean, I did a couple other ones, golf tournaments and whatnot, but those were the two that really stood out.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know there's a few coming up too, right?
Yes.
I know Acre has a golf tournament that's going to be coming up soon.
They already had it.
Oh, they had that already.
Yes, they did.
Did you actually attend that one?
I did not.
Okay.
But I think it was the day before the Irem one.
Okay.
They did, and it was like casino themed. It was
Usually, Acre has a great turnout.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, they did.
Cool.
So
what's coming up? This is like crazy year. Crazy time.
I feel like can't keep up with the schedule between all the associations, but Crew is having their holiday party December 8th.
Yes.
You have BOMA having a building tour November 18th, as well as their holiday party on December 17th. Mm. And then you have Irem having a holiday party on December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we will post on our website, our Instagram, and our Facebook all of these details.
Correct.
But you can go to all of the associations and check that out.
So, Candace, just between me, so do you make it a point to attend all of these?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I kind of pick and choose.
Well, that's not cool. that's not what the associations want to hear.
I have to.
They want to see support.
I have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
I have
but
to
you
pick
never
and
know
choose
who's going
to
be at them either.
Right. That's true.
So.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, we love sponsoring all the associations. But you know, I can't be everywhere at once.
It's a lot.
And to tell you the truth, there's other salespeople that we have that attend.
Okay.
Some other ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
There's a lot out there. JB Bostick's a member of 7.
Right.
So it's a full schedule.
Yeah.
That.
And that's just here in Sac, or is that Sacramento and Bay?
No, that's majority Sac and then a couple of
in the
other
Bay.
Ones.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, good to know. It's going to be good times coming up in the holidays. Yes. I'm excited. I'm a holiday.
I am
a holiday dude for sure. Just so everybody knows. Christmas, all about Christmas.
Halloween's cool.
Thanksgiving's just money. Love Thanksgiving.
Just mow down.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll be at your house, Candace, on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I'm joking.
I'm hosting.
Okay, perfect.
All right, guys. Well, let's get this started. We have somebody super special that's here. She actually is a president of one of the associations that is called International Facility Management Association. It is IFMA.
Uh-huh.
And she is the vice president of the facilities at Safe Credit Union. Welcome, Trina. Yes.
What's up?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Do you know how long I've been trying? We've been trying to get Trina on this podcast.
I know.
I'm so happy.
There was a lot of change going on in your life, and yeah,
here we are. Crazy little transition.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Great.
Well, the transition definitely worked out in your favor.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really happy. Like, good. I'm happier than I've ever been. I think in my career.
That's so good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's you'll huge. Hear more.
Oh. When you wake up in the morning and you want to go to work, it's a good thing.
I've never not ever wanted to not go to work.
Right.
But it just feels different. Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Appreciation.
Huh. Yes, exactly. Absolutely.
Oh, yay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into it. We have a couple questions for you, and let's just kind of hear about your journey in commercial real estate. So what path did you take to get into this, and did you originally start here in Sacramento?
Yeah, so I'm going to go way back to... I'm going to date myself
way
here.
Back,
I'm
going to go back into
way,
time.
Way back to the 80s.
Ooh.
Before you guys were born.
No.
I was a baby. Born. 83.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I started.
I was around. I was doing things.
Were you?
Big things.
You were 3 years old.
Were you buying tennis shoes at Foot Locker?
Oh, yeah.
Because no.
that's where
started.
She was.
That's where it started.
Was there Smurfs mall. There?
So.
Were there Smurf printed?
Maybe.
Okay. Were there salt waters?
I don't know.
If there were salt waters, I would have won.
We had the Nikes and the Adidas. Oh, okay. And So, yeah. So, I started out, I'm just starting there just to talk about just customer service. And
Literally, foundation.
Yeah, foundation. So, Foot Locker, while I was going to Burbank High School, I started working at Foot Locker in Florin Mall. Mm. Literally worked there all through high school. And
you are a Sacramento girl for sure.
For sure.
I didn't know that. I thought you came from the Bay. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So, I was at Foot Locker, and then I got my very first office job at Cannery Business Park when Cannery Business Park
was
was very first under construction when they were remodeling it and making it what it is now.
Yeah. Off topic.
Yes.
Was Roxy's Deli still there? The one across the street?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Mm.
I just don't know. Have you guys been to Roxy's Deli?
Is it there right now?
Like 2 blocks away.
It's amazing.
You live 2 blocks from
It's
there?
Addictive.
It's fantastic.
It the best
it's
sandwiches.
The best food.
Was Roxy's there in 90, 91?
We'll have to look that up.
Know.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Continue. I don't know. I'm going to find out.
I'm just going to look it up.
I got it right here, guys.
So, yeah. So, I started at Cannery Business Park and working for the owner and the property management company. And there was only one business there. And so, it was really easy. So, they let me still do my – I was going to Sac City at the time.
Yeah.
And they let me do my homework and all that. Anyway.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Moved on from there. And this is where my connection to HVAC companies is I started a job at Comair.
Uh-huh.
And then left Comair a couple years later and started working for Calair.
I know Comair. I know Calair.
Wow.
Yes, very well.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people in the industry.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And it was a great base to learn, you know, HVAC and maintenance and that kind of thing. And I didn't know it, you know, to the degree as a maintenance technician, but I knew enough to speak to it, right?
Right.
So,
which is important.
Yeah. And then I left Comair to go work for a construction consulting company and then left there to work for CBRE in downtown Sacramento.
Infamous CBRE.
Yeah.
Who hasn't worked for CBRE?
Everyone says that it's the best structure. Their protocols, the procedures that they do, the computer systems. It is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I worked my way up in 4 years from an admin to managing the Roseville, Stockton, and Sacramento locations on the brokerage side.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was, and so, you know, all those broker relationships are key to, and I kind of have a full circle moment, which is kind of cool, but that I'll talk about in a minute. But so worked at CBRE, and then this opportunity just happened to fall in my lap for this startup in Folsom called Power School.
Oh.
And I was like, what's this about? So I went and in my interview, I said, why am I going to leave a global real estate company to work for this little tiny startup in Folsom?
Right.
And they're like, well, we just got $35 million in funding and venture capital funding. I'm like, oh, okay. Ooh. So I start, they don't even have a FedEx account. They don't have anything. Like true startup.
Barely brick and mortar type stuff.
Big time. And so in the, so I was there from 2000 to 2021. So 21 years working at Power School.
My gosh. I didn't realize it was that long.
Oh, yeah. So I started when it was a startup. Year after that, they got bought by Apple. We were Apple for 5 years. I got to meet Steve Jobs.
It was oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was That's amazing. So cool. Yeah, so we were Apple during the iPod and iTunes invention. So let's talk about this
meeting of Steve Jobs, though. Yes, you met him. You went up, said hello.
I shook his hand. Yes,
hello,
I
Mr. Jobs.
Yes.
My name is Trina.
Correct.
And I'm a big fan.
Maybe not exactly those words.
Well, I had actually a moment.
It could have been.
If you guys want to talk about the moment, I had Steve Jobs. Absolutely. It's pretty phenomenal. So have you guys seen the movie Jobs?
Yes.
Okay.
I have not seen the movie. I've read articles and seen documentaries
and
stuff.
So I walk up to him at the time. My maiden name was Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. And my family pronounces it Terrell. I walk up. Everybody, he came in, announced, you know, that he was buying the company. All of the engineers in the conference room just thought their God had walked in, right? And it was electric and amazing. And this was in 2001 before everything took off with Apple again. So we all got to walk down the middle of the room and, you know, say hi to him and shake his hand. And our operations guy was standing there. And I walked up and I introduced myself and said, my name is Trina Terrell. And he literally went somewhere else. He left and went, like, he was
like
not.
Like, he knew the last name?
Something. I couldn't figure out what it was. I was like, what? And so it was so uncomfortable that the operations guy, like, was, like, trying to, like, make it better. And he goes, hey, Steve. He goes, you know, Trina does our you know, facilities management here and blah, blah, blah. And he kind of tried to make it. And Steve came back and then he kind of like shook my hand and I walked away. But it was definitely where he remembered something that was not happy.
Did you ever find out?
Oh, yeah. When I watched the movie Jobs, there is a scene in that movie where he, in the early time of Apple, when they were first, way before, they were building components.
Yeah.
And they go to an engineer kind of these meetings that they would have and they kind of showcase their inventions or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he showcased it and a guy came out after the meeting and said, hey, I'd love 100 units or however many units of this for my store.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve literally said, okay, went and hired all these guys in his garage, built all these components and then delivered them to this guy, to this store owner. And he said, well, what am I going to do with these? There's no UI. There's no interface. He goes, how am I going to even? And he's like, well, this is what you wanted. And it was a huge
misunderstanding.
It was a problem.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that store owner's name was Bob Terrell.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
So
Is that your dad?
No, not my dad. But the
any
last
relation?
Name triggered.
Do you know anybody?
No, no relation.
Mm-mm. Robert?
I think it was Bob. I think I could be wrong on the first name.
Let's go digging into this. Ancestries.
I just know.
Philip, Joe, John.
Oh, my gosh.
Jacob.
But he was Matt.
Let's start with the A's. Andy.
Remembered. But
Andy.
Remembered that guy did him wrong.
Yeah.
So I called one of our CTO at the time, said, hey, I just watched the movie Jobs and this happened. And he goes, oh, that's absolutely what happened because Steve never forgot anyone who did him wrong.
Wow.
So I had a moment with Steve Jobs.
Wow.
You scared the shit out of Steve Jobs is what happened.
He's like,
literally.
Oh, man. She's related.
She's back.
Great. Here we go.
Oh, shit.
And she runs all the facilities. We got a big issue.
Thank goodness. I didn't fire him.
Yeah. He didn't fire me.
Yeah.
Hey,
so anyway.
That's what's up.
So yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's fantastic.
So we were Apple at PowerSchool, we were Apple for 5 years, and then they sold us to Pearson. Then we were Pearson for like 8 years, and Pearson is a global education company.
Right.
And then so, you know, acquired, and then we got acquired by Vista Equity Partners in 2015.
So quick question. During those acquisitions, did they restructure, fire people, get rid of people, and they decided to keep you on? Was it re-interviews? Or was it just like, okay, they acquired, they stuck with the same structure, organizational structure, everything else, and then continued?
There were different layers of that. So with Apple, you know, some redundant positions were let go, like accounting, but mostly they just kept headcount.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And then it kind of gets a little bit crazier, but you know, Pearson, same thing, but we were just an entity of Pearson.
Right.
We were a product of, we ended up becoming, we were Apple. We had the Apple logo in our logo.
Right.
When we were a startup, of course, it was a whole PowerSchool logo, then the Apple logo with PowerSchool. But when we got bought by Pearson, Pearson said, no, we're McDonald's and you're the Big Mac. Your product is the Big Mac. So you're all Pearson employees. Okay. But you guys have a product that we have called Power School. So we were all Pearson
that's
employees.
That's kind of a cool, that's, it was, that's it a was cool
rough.
Analogy.
It was rough for a bunch of people because we lost the Apple logo. And like it was, we had to do some serious
Apple was
counseling.
A global, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was, I had to go to counseling. We had a 25% discount, jeez, family and friends with Apple. Like, and
that's
so it was,
huge.
It was
that's
tough to give up.
Yeah.
So the culture, I'm a big culture person too. So it was hard to give up that and kind of had to get people ramped up and excited about Pearson. Yeah. So it was cool.
Sure.
So then in 15, we got bought by a company called Vista Equity Partners. And Vista is a venture cap or a an equity partner company. And they basically purchase up technology companies, invest in them, and then sell them off eventually.
Uh-huh.
And Robert Smith is the head of Vista. And he basically, if you combine all of the businesses that he has, he's bigger than Google.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. So
Google's a search engine on computers. That's fucking huge. What are you talking about? I'm going to have to look this up. This is insane.
No, it's true. It's true.
It's
true. So, but what was crazy is after Vista bought us, usually they would, you know, sell off a couple years and make a profit. Well, they kept us. And from 2015 till the time I left in 21, in July of 21, we had, I could be wrong here, but we purchased like 11 companies, 11 entities.
In that time frame?
Yes. It was like drinking from 14 fire hoses at all times.
Yeah. Just from your guys' one product? Just
Power School basically as an entity purchased a bunch of companies.
For
and
the
so
same product? Or did you guys get into
different
divisions?
Yeah, different types
within the whole
feature
company.
Sets, basically.
Yeah.
So different feature sets, and then they would integrate those into Power School and make it kind of like a unified classroom thing for teachers. And it was amazing, but you know, on the facility side of that, I can't talk too much about the business side of it, but I was very involved in all the integrations. But we would, you know, acquire sites. So I had sites all over the US, sites in India, and then over those 5 years we worked to build the India entity of Power School.
I remember
and then,
hearing about
yes
this.
And
yeah.
then I went over to India for, you know, a couple times and
that's a great,
how long would
that's
you
a fantastic...
you would go over there and then how long would you stay, like
first
a
time
month?
Nope, first time I went, see, it felt like a month.
Yeah.
First jeez. Time I went first
just
time
the
I,
plane ride
right well first time I went was I went for a week. Second time I went for 2 weeks, and then I was doing a huge build out, which I want to talk about a little bit, but that time I went for 3 weeks. But I want to circle back to the kind of
how you
the
got
CBRE
it.
Moment yes. that I said was a kind of a full circle moment.
Yeah.
When we got bought by Vista.
Let's
circle back. When we got bought by Vista, I went to, we needed to find space in Folsom. And my leadership said, we need you to find space in Folsom for us. So I circled
there's
back and found my CBRE brokers. So
oh, really? So who did you end up working with?
Jim King and Nate Cyphers helped me. Yep.
Shout out. Cyphers.
Yes.
Infamous.
Love Nate
that's
Cyphers.
That's awesome.
Well, I love Jim King too. Jim King and I have worked, I've known each other first.
Nice.
Yeah. So I still work with, you know, with CBRE at Safe too. So it's kind of cool.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, so was able to acquire that building. And then when we were in any city in the world, if I needed, I worked out with a broker for CBRE named Stephen Solomon out of San Francisco. And he would, he was my main broker. And then he would, like if we needed to find when we were looking at space in Bangalore, he would source a couple brokers for me. And
for
then,
you out there.
Yeah, and then we would look at space, shortlist the locations, and then we'd sign agreements and figure it out. And we got a small space, like temporary space. And then I built out a, with my team there, a 45,000 square foot shell. Put RFPs out, went and interviewed all these companies to do the build out, and then went to, you know, for 2 weeks to do like MEP, mechanical electrical plumbing and design. And so I'm there, and this is a funny story about working with India. So I am there, and first day, we're doing all the design and looking at fabrics and finishes and carpet.
Right.
It's a full day thing. And it was fun, and it was exciting just to be in India choosing all these fabrics and trying to bring California to Bangalore.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Style, right?
So, yeah.
You're talking like decor.
Yeah.
And
right.
Yeah. And everything's very ornate there, so I had to
do you have any palm trees?
Yeah.
No? No palm trees? No. All right.
They say these are twigs. This is what you want.
Yeah.
So... anyway, so when we were there, the guy, the head project guy, comes up to me at the end of the day and says, hey, he says, tomorrow we're going to be going over MEP. I need you to get your guys on the phone from the U.S. I was like, what guys? He's like, well, don't you need to? And I was like, no, I got it.
That was my next question. Women in construction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In India. Right. How is like, that?
It's very interesting.
To say the least.
You're like, okay, so where's the guy we're going to talk to?
Well, exactly. You need that was the first part, right? And they call me Madame. That was kind of cool to be called Madame.
I mean, we'll still call you that.
Like, right.
No. Hey, Madame.
I'm kidding. So that, you know, he says, I was like, I don't need.
It's very Southern.
I don't need the.
Isn't it? Madame. Hello, Madame. It's Southern.
You
for
don't have
sure.
to put the twang
when
on it.
When you say it like what's, that.
Hello, Madame.
No, it's Madame.
Madame.
It's very proper.
Yes,
very,
you're right.
Very proper.
Right.
So
you dealt with them over there.
Yeah, so basically, and everybody, the culture, the people, it is the most beautiful culture and the most beautiful people that I've ever dealt with. Like, I can't say enough about it. But what was funny is, you know, they said, I was like, no, we don't need. So the next day, three guys present to me for mechanical, three guys present to me electrical, three guys, literally, it was teams of three men every, you know, mm-hmm. and I schooled them on everyone. No, we're not doing it that way. We're doing it this way. No, okay, no. And I was like, guys, you got to tell me if this is India protocol or India, you know, the way things are done here, because
this is what I know.
What I know is US, and I actually consulted with someone from Air Systems on our HVAC.
I remember.
Because, I did.
Wow. Because, I remember. Yeah. It wasn't me. It should have been me.
Why not?
It should have been me.
Shall he remain nameless?
No, he doesn't have to.
So Aaron Sklar. I actually called Aaron Sklar.
Shout out to Aaron.
Hey, buddy.
And he actually helped me because it was all about VAVs and just they did things differently there. And
sure.
So
what kind of thing? Was it code-wise or?
It was more so where they didn't want VAVs. They didn't have VAVs anywhere. And I was like, okay, well,
India
gets really hot.
So they didn't have a design for VAV boxes.
No. So I didn't like it. And so I was like, we can't do this without VAVs. And so I consulted with Aaron and said, look, you know,
here's the plans.
And said, showed him the plans and he kind of came to my office in Folsom and redrew them for me, which was cool.
Cool. How did they take it over there?
They were fine, but I kind of ended up going. We kind of met in the middle.
Got it.
And
negotiated.
Yep, exactly. Good. To where it was, you know, it worked for both, you know, pieces and very zoned it. We zoned it differently, and it worked out. But
very
it was
cool.
Great to have that consultation.
Yeah.
In the U.S., right?
Sure.
And I actually called him while I was there. Said, look, this is happening.
I need having help. People.
Need
it's
help.
Having people.
Yeah. Relationships. So
it's huge.
That's what I do.
You what?
Whenever I have an asphalt problem, I'm like, hold on.
JB Boston.
Hello. Come look at my cracks over here, guys.
Is this a pothole again? I know
stupid
I'm calling.
Stupid trip and fall hazard. I'm going to get sued for this.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hear it all day.
Anyways, long story short, I you know, consult with all of them, and then we come to a agreement, figure it all out. And then I flew back. That was January of 2018. Mm-hmm. And then I managed it remotely with my team there locally on hand. And then I flew back in the U.S. You know, I wouldn't know what to expect. And
that's amazing.
I went back for 3 weeks for the final.
How long from start to finish was that project?
I was
Wow, you guys are on the same wavelength.
So we just
weird.
Think so much alike.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
I think from design to January to we finished June of 2018.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and actually from breaking ground. I mean, it literally was a 3-month construction project.
Yeah.
So pretty phenomenal.
That is crazy. Now, obviously, women in construction. I'm in that category in regards to construction. It is difficult because a lot of people don't feel that you have the knowledge and the expertise and resources and all of that, which we all do. How was it just that overall experience for you?
I actually, I wouldn't be in my career today if it wasn't for the experiences I had with that. And I really don't, I didn't ever feel like I wasn't respected.
Yeah.
I felt like they respected me because I kind of, you know, I'm pretty forthright and upfront.
You're like, this is, what. Yeah.
I'm the same way. You have to have that thick skin and they're going to.
They learned really quickly that I wasn't going to be pushed around.
Yeah.
And just this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great. I have friendships that are forever friendships from that trip. And so it was the best experience. And just to have that international construction experience was
huge.
Yeah. And then I got to go on some amazing trips while I was there, too. I got to go to Taj Mahal and Goa. And
good stay, good food.
It was amazing.
New experience.
The food's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So pretty phenomenal. So I'm very grateful to Power School for those experiences. Yeah. And So
what led you into SAFE then?
So I
just an open door opportunity or?
Well, I think that the I'm getting older. Travel is
don't
tough.
Look it.
I no. love you. Mm-mm. Travel is she is rocking tough. It. Yeah. And so I did a lot of travel across the U.S. and India. And India is a tough trip because it's 16 hours to Dubai and then 4 more hours to Bangalore. So mm-hmm. and then it's 12 and a half hours ahead. And it's, your rhythm is off, so you mm-hmm. have to be on point as soon as you get off the plane.
Sure.
And so it's just tough on the body. So
yeah, it's a lot to take.
It was just miraculous. This job just popped up. Over the years, I've kept my resume updated all the time.
Aww. Well, I mean, one thing to be said in commercial real estate is that sometimes people don't hold jobs that long. You know, it's not.
Always an open door opportunity.
There's always an open door
relationship.
Yeah, but I mean, nowadays, like people hold jobs, especially in as property management facility people for a few years.
Yeah,
and then buildings get sold, and then new ownership comes in. Right. You were with Power School for 20 years.
21.
That's a 21 long
years.
Time.
21. I mean, that says something.
It was cute, and I loved it. Like
loyalty,
the culture,
loyalty.
Right? Yeah, the culture, and so it
and
was
your teams and
my people,
it's huge.
Like they were awesome, and I had staff across the U.S. and in India, and mm-hmm. so and in Canada.
So, cool.
So but a lot of those folks I never met in person. Like I never met
they
in physical form, only on Zoom.
Aww.
Like, so it was kind of crazy. So, this job comes up on LinkedIn miraculously and I'm like, whoa, this is exactly what I do.
Yeah.
And if you took mm-hmm. the footprint of all my sites globally for Power School mm-hmm. and then condensed them down to Greater Sacramento, it was literally the exact footprint. But local. And I thought, I wouldn't have to travel except by car.
Yeah.
Difference. So got an interview, popped up on LinkedIn. Like LinkedIn works, everyone.
Yes.
It really does.
Yeah. It really does.
I put my resume in and got a call like a week later for an interview with the CIO and CFO. And it's all,
done deal.
5 interviews later.
Yeah.
It was a long process. It was a long vetting process. And I really truly believe that I'm president of, the IFMA association here mm-hmm. and going on. This is my 4th year because of the COVID pandemic.
I've heard you recently are going to be joining the board of BOMA.
Yes, I am.
I didn't know that.
Welcome.
If it happens.
Welcome.
It's coming.
I love
Thank
it.
You. Yes.
Very cool.
And I also just joined Crime Stoppers board.
Oh my gosh. So to backfill all the travel time, you're just going to do all the volunteer with all the associations.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So good. I mean, we need it.
Well, Crime Stoppers is important to working for a credit union when you're in charge of security.
A bank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A huge one.
Yeah. And that's.
For sure.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, is that with this job, I can't say enough about how amazing it is to work for SAFE. We just won
New opportunities.
Best Place to Work for 2021 from Business Journal.
Business Journal? Okay.
I love
Business
it.
Journal,
I
which
nice.
Is cool.
Yep. Congrats.
And I can't say enough about the culture and the people, and my boss, and just my employees are so smart and so, they're right outside my door. It's in one time zone, right?
Yeah.
I know them all face-to-face. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, shout out to my previous Power School team. I miss everyone, but... And it's a scary thing to leave a place after 21 years. Like I was,
it's a big jump.
Sure. It was bold and brave and crazy and scary. But
that's
but
a
you
big
seem
jump.
Super happy.
I am super happy.
Yeah. I'm prepared.
I know.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it was something I never ever thought. I thought I was going to die at Power School. Literally.
They're like, they're going to have
to
take
me
out of this place.
Bury me in the backyard. But
just bury me.
Come with the buildings.
Yep. Not leaving.
But truly.
Everybody's out. Trina's chained to her chair.
Seriously.
She's like, not happening. Sorry.
I'm never leaving.
I'm not leaving.
But truly, my career would not be where it is without, those experiences.
Oh, for sure.
Well, let's say not without Foot Locker. That
right.
all started
well,
it, guys.
The you customer forgot. Service you learn at Foot Locker is so vital.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It really Jeez. Is.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking about customer service and college and things like that, as mm-hmm. We do kind of reach out to a lot of students and schools out there just to educate them that there is a whole world of commercial real estate. We know that there mm-hmm. is not programs that you go to and things like that. So did you ever take college in regards to –
So I grew up really, really poor and just went to City College, and I didn't want to burden my mom. I just was too afraid to sign loans. I just couldn't do it. And so, yeah. So I went to City for a couple of years. I didn't finish my degree, but every job I got, I just kept moving up. And then when we got bought by Apple, Apple had a tuition reimbursement. And so that was when I went back. But this was like, you know, 20 something years after. Right. I don't even. Yeah. So whatever year it was, but I started
already had experience already.
Yeah. So I was working my way up, but then I was like, I want to take some, I want to get some certification. So I went back to Sac State and got my certificate in facilities management.
Okay.
Which introduced me in those, some of the teachers, the instructors were in IFMA. That's what got
the facility manager.
Yeah, that's what got me into IFMA. And then that's what got me to study for my CFM. So my certified facility maintenance certification. So I studied for that and got that. And then I went back and got my green business operations certificate as well. So, and then that got me introduced to LEED. And that was when I got my LEED accredited professional certification, which was the hardest test I've ever taken.
I can imagine.
And I am currently studying for, well, I took classes at Villanova and got a master's certificate in project management from Villanova, which is was to prep me for taking my PMP, which is what I'm studying for now, is to do my PMP. But
that's the cool part too, is all these associations have scholarships and things like that that really help get you and guide you and your resources and mentorships and all of that.
Yeah. And I always believe in just never stop learning. Just always, you know, even if it's just like when I got this job at Safe, you know, I went, I hadn't been in a new job for 21 years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my gosh. And you know, I'm vice president now. And I really went out and got a couple of books, and you know, like The First 90 Days is a great one. And, there's one that silos, and I can't think of the name, the whole title, but there's just a ton of self-help books out there that you can read and help you. And I also believe in mentorship and mentoring others, but also finding your own mentor. And I have, I had a mentor at Apple. His name was Bill Brunson. He's since retired, but he's the one who introduced me to construction management.
Okay.
And he took me under his wing and invited me to construction projects at Apple. So I just kind of would sit in meetings and listen.
Apple Laguna.
Yep. And he would let me sit there and just listen and like talk to architects and talk to construction guys and learn the process.
Right.
And that was where I was like, oh, this is cool. I really want to do this.
Have to be on site. Have to be on site.
You know, and I have, I'm going to mention his name, but Wayne Weitzel is my current mentor, and he's my executive mentor. And
hey, Wayne.
But yeah, so Wayne has helped me a lot through a lot of different, because you know, I had to push for a lot of things with different titles.
Right.
You know, he would help
fight for yourself,
kind of coach me through it. You got to advocate for yourself. Big time.
He's done so many great presentations for IFMA when I used to go all the time. He was so, so helpful, very empowering. Lift me up type of person.
Absolutely. Right. He's amazing.
I would agree.
Catalyst.
Yeah.
I like to call them catalyst.
Yeah.
An amazing vocabulary, that man.
Yeah.
He's very, very smart.
So fun. So what advice besides mentorship, involvement, you know, education, things like that, would you give any other advice?
I would say join associations. Join any type of association that is in your industry. Look it up, research it, because that networking opportunity is the biggest piece of you growing as a person in your career. I would not be where I am today without IFMA. I would not have the knowledge of all of the different vendors, because when you do a construction project, you've got to know a lot. You have to know every single piece of that. You know, you don't have to know how to do it, but you know how to, you have to know how to speak to it, and you need to, you know, you need to know the right people, and those relationships are key. And also, like you guys are my very good friends. We have built such strong bonds and friendships. I vacation with some people I've met through IFMA and BOMA. And you know, it's all about relationships. All of it is about relationships. 100%
agree.
So
remember that one time when we went to that house and we were just cockroaches were everywhere and we're just painting the walls. Hey guys, we're in the kitchen. It was
Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
It was amazing.
It's a really
good one. Was the most prideful thing when I went home that day. I said, and it was just you and I, and we knew a bunch of people were going to come, and they all flaked. And I was so rewarded at that end of the day. I went home, took my shoes off, and sat on the couch and said, I'm so thankful to have a roof over my head. So after seeing what some people live and it was huge.
It was a beautiful day.
That was fun.
That day.
We did.
I loved it. We, really we bonded over cockroaches.
Literally.
Just kidding. There were.
There really were.
There were. But it looked great when we left.
I believe that house was in the bubble
when we left.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We should drive by it.
We should.
And somebody's going to move into that house? And probably have the same feeling.
Like, no, there were
I'm
people
so thankful to have those.
Living in the Hopefully. House.
Living in the
they
house.
Were living
seven
in the house.
Kids.
Oh.
It was like a two-bedroom, mm-hmm. the yeah. bathroom. I mean, it was a full yeah. that we did. But. Yeah.
There was a yeah. girl who worked nights and was asleep in one of the rooms while we were working.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were pulling beds yep. out. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
It was very, but it was definitely, like you said, so
angels.
Rewarding.
Got two angels in front of me.
Aww.
Yeah. Amazing.
Fun. Let's
we
all go
do
one.
We need to do another.
We should have IFMA do it.
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
We should.
That's a good idea.
Okay, if my people get ready, this is a forewarning.
We're taking names. I got taking... a piece of paper.
Well,
let's
you
go.
Know, that's another great thing about working at Safe is that volunteerism is a you know a huge. Really really huge thing. So
yeah.
it's definitely resources. Yep.
And yeah, it's being part
of
your community, right?
Yep.
It's being part of your community, making your community better.
Exactly.
And who has, you know, some of the most power to make those impacts is organizations that we work with.
That's right.
So I'm all about it for sure.
Awesome.
So fun.
So well, just let's get it on the schedule. I'll bring my tool belt.
You're going to do it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, you have tools.
I'll bring my tool
belt.
We
didn't even have tools.
And my hard hat.
We didn't have anything.
You guys
we
had a roller.
We had some working boots and a t-shirt that they provided to
us
and said, we're here.
You guys are
painting
all that mattered.
With
sticks.
Yeah. That was fun.
Hair up in clips.
There's a bunch of handprints everywhere. It's just a bunch of handprints on the wall.
You know,
all
you
up
know what?
Down.
It was better than what it was.
And Candace is tall and
nobody's
low,
complaining.
Right? So Candace got all the paint up high. I got the paint down
it's
low.
True.
We need to find supplies. Yeah. Yeah.
It
when
was
you
so
find
fun.
Supplies.
That was fun.
Step one, find supplies.
Yes.
Got it.
Well, we got to find people. Find a project.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. I'm all
I love
about
it. All right.
In.
Look at us.
I'm in.
Solving issues over here.
Yeah.
Well,
Trina,
the world.
We can't thank you enough for sharing your story and kind of walking us through your path of commercial real estate. It's very, very exciting to see a woman in commercial real estate that's successful and has
empowering
all thank these. You. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I couldn't do it without other people, without
yeah.
my yeah, teams and
but it's
women in the
relationships.
Women
yeah.
in real estate and in construction is a real thing.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I know Air Systems here. We have a few project managers. A few of them are, I mean, God, there's got to be one, two, at least two or three of them that are project managers here.
That's
that
awesome.
They manage some of our largest projects.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shout out to
that's
Katie,
awesome.
Stacy. Yeah.
Woo-woo.
So cool.
Kathleen Westovers. Yes, they're all about it. So
awesome.
It's
so cool.
It's a real thing, people. Get ready.
Work hard. Play We're, harder.
Yes.
And that's how it goes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
what we do.
You know. Candace does.
Still a little tired, guys. Last night was a rough one. I went to the Kings game, so
oh,
I'm a little
I was
tired
gonna
right
ask.
Now.
Okay.
How was it?
It was good. They're back up.
Thank God.
You know, that downtown's just popping on a Kings
is it?
Night. It really is.
Damn kids.
It's
I don't
amazing.
Even know.
Yeah.
I go home, I go in my little shell, and I, you know.
Yeah.
I'm
you don't
cooking
go
dinner.
That's
and
where it's at.
Reading books. Yeah. That's very cool.
It is cool.
I'm happy. I'm happy for everybody in SAC. I'm glad that the Kings are relevant, that they're playing, that mm-hmm. you know, we're filling up that arena. It's
well,
fantastic.
You know, we got Kardashian's economic. Baby daddy.
Oh, Tristan?
Tristan.
Or, Thompson?
Yeah.
We, the Kings
oh,
did?
Man.
The Kings did.
Oh, I didn't
oh,
know
yeah.
that.
Yeah. He was out there last night.
He's
awesome.
He's the, what, so as you call it, like almost like the mentor on the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the mentor on the coach.
Mentor
he's probably one
the
of the older.
He's
one of the
older
guys.
They
yeah.
pulled back one of the old coaches too, though. That used to be with like Bibby, all the SAC guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he's the assistant coach now.
So it's not Rick Adelman. Oh, Bobby Jackson?
I don't know. He's bald.
So Bobby
kind of looks like you.
yeah.
You guys share something in common.
It's probably
do you,
Bobby
like,
Jackson.
Oil that up every day.
I'm
I shave my head every day.
You do?
Oh, for sure.
Why would it just be like little stubs?
Because like I would look like a grandpa.
I was just gonna say, oh,
you're not
man.
Seen.
I, gonna...
I would
it
look
gray?
Like yeah.
It's all
no,
gray.
No, it's not all gray.
You can see,
my
see
beard,
the shadow. Turn
it's like
to the side.
Salt and pepperish.
You can see the shadow.
You know, yeah. got that. You know, it's like my beard, salt and pepperish.
It's just the dad.
It's like
the dad look.
I'd have that Sean Connery look. Hello. My name is Brandon
God.
Jenkins.
That's always my first
Sean Connery.
When I see you.
Oh, yeah. I could do that for Halloween. That'd
you
be
could.
Sick.
Oh, my gosh. That would be funny.
Grow it out.
You have a year to plan?
Yeah.
Do it.
I was either going to do that or grow it out like Cheech and Chong. You know how the Mexicans do that?
Oh,
that'd be
God.
Cool, too, no?
Just
saying.
Do it.
Just saying I could. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap up here. Again, thank you so much, Trina. We can't do this without people that want to join us and chat about their relationships.
I'm glad we got somebody
yeah.
on. It's fantastic. Finally. Somebody's so listening.
Yeah. And everyone, again, all those associations, we will post something. So you can follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. We are The Bridge, C-R-E.
Yeah.
And we're closing out episode 24.
Yeah. Trina, thank you again.
Thank you.
Guys so
Candace,
much for
it's always
me.
Great to have you back.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yep. Later.